Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of experiencing this wonderful day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for instructing us that it's today the day of salvation, so that every day we can be caught up in this goodness that has been made available, Lord. Thank you for opening our eyes and our hearts again to just be encouraged, Lord, that you called us out. We responded and we've entered into your wonderful love plan, your perfect love for us, Lord. So bless this word, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our readings, we're going to just start off here in Psalm 118 from verse 19 to 24.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
Hallelujah. So God didn't leave us. He made us, and he made us with purpose. Our days were ordained while there were yet none of them. So we were predestined. God's got a predestined plan for us. And then Jesus came, and he showed the way from a baby to a young man to a spiritual son of God led, and then he paid the ultimate price so that he could call out a body, a people, a bride, and that is who we, the church, are. And so it's wonderful that opened the door. That's where the goodness has come from. Okay, let's go further, Masweli.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
Amen. And we can see the Jews that God called out, Abram, and then a whole people was birthed out of that, that knew the heart of God. The prophetic word was given to them. But we can remember, and with sadness, the stone that God sent, which is Jesus, that we were predestined in, they rejected him. And I remember the words, as a hen would want to gather his chickens, so would I want to gather you, but you wouldn't have it. So we see there they reject this great salvation, this wonderful plan. But in those very words, we can see the plan is to bring us into the heavenly blessing, into the favor in every way, like a hen would gather his chickens, like Psalm 91 would talk about abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, where you have all provision and God is watching over you, bringing about his plan in you and through you. So that is the beauty we've got in the day of salvation. Let's go on, my sweetie.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Now we can see here, before we wake up to this day of salvation, we had to hear about the gospel, the goodness of God that has come in Christ Jesus, and it had to be marvelous in our eyes. So that's when everything changed for us, when we started seeing there is answers out there and it's found in Jesus. So when that became our hope and we saw it and we heard about it through the gospel, then there comes a time then when we realize, man, how can I neglect such a great salvation? It's darkness outside. Sin gives pleasure for a season. And also we came to that place where we got tired of sin, missing the mark. And our hearts, our conscience was saying, you need the Lord. Christ in us, the hope of glory, was crying out, our true man. And that is when the day dawns. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That word rejoice and be glad in it, we can see it again in Hebrews 12, where we're reading there about our names are written in heaven. And then Jesus' words to his disciples, rejoice because your name is written in heaven. So you see, you're rejoicing in this day now because you are partaking of the plans and the purposes of God. So it's wonderful to know, guys, when you realized you can't do this on your own. You need the family of God. You need the Godhead. And then when you called on them, the Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now we're just going to look at just some of the boundary lines, not some. We're going to look at the boundary lines that we have now in the kingdom. And we're going to look in Ephesians chapter 4. And I'm just going to quote verse 10 there. It says, the same one that went under the ground, but before that he who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. Eh? Remember that? He dealt with sin. Then he went under, the same one that was under the ground. And he's also the same one that was raised. And when he raised up all the Old Testament guys that were waiting, have now been released into heaven. And it's also now a declaration that just as he's been raised, so are we are raised and seated in heavenly places. So the beautiful thing of salvation now is we ruling from a position of victory. All things have been given to us. We are co-heirs with the Lord. So this is, we are now in the day, and this day is the path of the righteous. That's Jesus is the righteous one, and his path is getting brighter and brighter until it takes off all darkness off this earth. And praise God, he included us in it by calling us out. And now the day is getting brighter and brighter for us as the sun that rises, until we have finished our race and we entered into the fullness of the love plan, into the family of God, in the presence of God. So it says, and that he who down has also been risen. And then what's his whole purpose now? And that whole purpose now is to bring about this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So it says that he's raised up to fill all things. So that's the day we're in again, where Jesus is ruling to bring everything back to its original intention. And now we're just going to touch on now the boundary lines of the day and the goodness of God. We can start off there, chapter 4, verse 1.
I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
Amen. So this is telling us to walk in the manner that's worthy of our calling. We need to know what is the boundary lines of our calling so that we can have the right walk, the right heart, be sharing and encouraging the right things. Okay, so verses 4 to 7, let's read it.
There's one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
There's that. Hallelujah. So here we can just see what is in the kingdom, what is in this day, and the boundary lines. And he says there's one body, and that body is the bride. That is the body that Jesus has purchased. He's purchased the bride, and that body and that bride is the church. That body and that bride is the called out ones. That body and that bride is the branches. I love that example there. We can see it. The branches that have been now engrafted into Jesus so as to draw life, get answers. Amen. And then there's one spirit. And just as you were called, and there's one hope that belongs to your calling. And there's one Lord. There's one faith, one baptism, one God, the Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Hallelujah. There we can see that these are the boundary lines. And anything outside of this is not relevant to the day. It's of the night. It's what the devil brought in through the fall, and it's going to be removed. So we need to know the boundary lines of this wonderful day, the day of salvation that we are now in, is one bride, one spirit, Holy Spirit, one hope, expectation of your calling, and that calling is God's plan for your life, predestined plan for you. And there's one Lord, he's our master, he's our savior, he's our shepherd, that brings about one faith, which is the heart of the Father and Son towards us. We believe together with them. Amen. We have the faith of God because we've been given Christ Jesus, who gives us the faith. Amen. And one baptism, baptized into the family, finished with sin. Sin is a done deal, and we are now living for the Lord, for the Father, for the kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven, and one God and Father of all. Amen. So boundary lines have fallen for us in pleasant places. Amen. Let's stay in the light as he's in the light. And that's why we stay with him on a daily basis. Be blessed because you are blessed and all has been done. And there's a perfect love for you on a daily basis. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.